I did. I was proud to have my daughter and my 3 and 1 year old granddaughters with me, along with a couple of dozen supporters. It was a really happy, exciting morning.
Tell me about what your focus is going to be as you campaign in the 21st.
And generally, and very specifically at the same time, restoring the voice of people who haven't been heard in Washington and who feel like their issues are not being reflected in the conversations that are being had there. I've held a number of listening sessions throughout the district over the course of the last few weeks. And repeatedly, I hear the same 3 issues rising to the top of what is top of mind and top of heart for people. One of those, of course, is our obligation to make sure that we are leaving a sustainable planet for our children and grandchildren to inherit, and more specifically, that we address some very real-life, present-day pollution concerns in the Texas Hill Country, where over 900 cement quarries have been permitted, and the concerns of the people that live in communities across the Texas Hill Country have been ignored at the state and federal level, as well as, of course, the placement of a huge gas pipeline that will cut through the heart of the Texas Hill Country, threatening the aquifer that supplies water not only for those communities, but also for Austin and San Antonio, which are in this district as well. The second issue that I hear talked about and very legitimate concerns expressed about consistently, of course, is the state of healthcare in Texas and the crisis literally that we face here. We have the highest percentage of uninsured people, highest percentage of uninsured women, highest percentage of uninsured children. We have almost double the rate of uninsured people here of any other state in the country. We are the only state with a double-digit rate of uninsured children, and we've got to address that, not to mention the people who are underinsured right now, and the folks who are having to make choices between putting food on the table and paying for a prescription drug because Congress has failed to step up and hold pharmaceutical companies accountable to their runaway profits. And then finally, what I hear particularly from moms and grandmoms like me is our great upset here in Texas, where we've had a number of mass shootings, about the fact that our kids now have to live in fear, that they can't safely go to school or shopping or to church or to a community event, and that Republicans have caved to the NRA, Republicans like my opponent, Chip Roy, who have put the interests of the NRA above the safety of the community that elected them to serve them. And we're going to take that issue on for the people who I'm asking to support me through this campaign. And, of course, will intend to take it on if I have the privilege of being elected as well.
So Texas has a shockingly high rate of maternal mortality. Do you think that something can be done from Congress to help Texans be able to have a safe and healthy birth?
Absolutely. The number one recommendation, as you probably know, from the maternal mortality task force that the legislature established a couple of sessions ago, a task force that is populated with people with science-based backgrounds and medical backgrounds, their number one recommendation was that new moms ought to be able to maintain health insurance coverage for a full year after birth. Currently, for women who are on Medicaid right now, that ceases for them shortly after giving birth. And we see that the maternal mortality problem in Texas is one that extends up to that full year after giving birth. And the simple way to address it is to make sure that people are insured.
Looking at the horse race aspect of this, how hard is it going to be to campaign in a district that's been pretty red for the last several decades?
You know, I think a lot of people assumed that, right, that this was a pretty red district. And I'm so grateful to Joseph Kopser, who had the courage to step forward in 2018 and run a great race and demonstrate otherwise. He came within 2.5 points of winning in this seat, even though, of course, he had never run for office before and started without any name ID. The simple fact of the matter is that this district is one that is growing weary of the kind of representation that it's had. And they want to know they're going to have someone in there fighting for them. And that's what I intend to do. And that's why I know we have an opportunity to win this seat.